did you feel called to become a director of faith formation? And do you feel your courses at the summer school are part and parcel of that personal mission?
I had a profound conversion in my own life when I was about 16. I climbed Kilpatrick, which is the mountain Patrick spent 40 days and 40 nights in prayer on. And when I got to the top of that mountain, which for me as a young person was an intense time of pilgrimage, physically and spiritually, I got to the mountain and I could just see all the way around, hundreds of miles, you can see the beauty and just the majesty of creation. And I thought, there's more to life than just what we see here. And so it set me on a journey of wanting to study theology. And I've always had an interest in legends and the stories and the history of Ireland going along. So I took a course of study that allowed me to do both. I took a history and a theology degree and then went on and eventually took a master's in both of those subjects as well. I would say that I would have a strong, what we call, vocational call. I always knew that I saw my place as working for the church and helping people to kind of uncover where God is working in their life. And just kind of the whole subject of faith has interested me since I was a child. And for me, it took the form when I was 16 of having that conversion moment on the great mountain of St. Patrick, Kilpatrick, and wanting to share with people my love for my faith. And it's amazing. I have people who say to me, I never realized that this was a part of my story. That was a symbol I grew up with in my house. You've helped me understand what that meant to my family. I think some of the most remarkable things are symbols and are the signs of our faith. And in our culture today, everything is so literal. It's so flat, if you want to say. It's what you see is what you get. But the word Celtoi, which is where the word Celt comes from, means hidden one. The Celts were known as the hidden people. And so Celtic spirituality is an attempt for you to uncover that which is hidden and bring it to life in the light of faith. And for me, in working with my class, I see that as a natural outgrowth of what I do in my professional life. And this, for me, is just a great love to be able to share with people my love of Ireland, but not just of Ireland, my love of my faith, my Catholic faith, that has always given me a strong sense of rootedness and connectedness, not just to my people, but to people all around the world.